I'm Alex Rodriguez.
And I'm Jason Kelly.
From Bloomberg, this is The Deal. Each week, you'll hear us in conversation with business icons.
This show will explore deal-making across sports, media, and entertainment.
That is a harsh lesson in business.
Sports is not as simple as bringing a bunch of big names together.
I didn't want to do another stomp you out speech.
It opened up so many more doors.
The show is called The Deal.
Listen to The Deal.
Listen to The Deal on Spotify.
College Football Live is presented by Dr. Pepper.
I can tell you we've had a lot worse practices when I'm there, so maybe it was a good thing that I wasn't there.
Also a good thing to see Nick Saban in good spirits despite testing positive for COVID-19 yesterday. Along with Tom Luganville and Rod Gilmore, I'm Wendy Nix. As for Alabama's head coach, the Tide released a statement literally just a few moments ago to indicate that Saban remains symptomatic and is feeling fine. However, the 68-year-old coach and athletic director Greg Byrne both tested positive on Wednesday. Here's Saban last night.
Well, I feel fine, so I'm not really concerned that much about my health, but you never know. I just want to make – look, I basically feel like when we're in our own personal bubble here, I think everybody's in a much safer place. I think as soon as you travel, you get exposed to a lot more things and a lot more people, if that makes any sense. We're still doing everything possible to get ready for the Georgia game, preparing our team. You know, Sark's kind of filling in my absence for anything that needs coordinated in the office, but we're going to do everything we can to help our team, you know, get ready to play. I watched practice today. I had the manager had a phone. If I wanted to play repeated, I said, repeat that play, so-and-so messed up. So, you know, I didn't leave the country or anything. I'm just right down the street, and we have this technology, so it's really unique. Now, I haven't blocked anybody or tackled anybody, caught any passes, thrown any passes in a game for a long, long time. So it's still going to be up to how the players execute, and it's still going to be up to our, it's up to us to try to get them in the best position to do that.
Alabama went to daily testing back in September. College Football reporter Heather Dinich joins us this afternoon. And Heather, that included testing all day today. So where does Alabama stand right this minute?
Well, Wendy, an Alabama official told me that they have no plans to make public any of the contact tracing implications, the scope of the testing, any results that have come out of Nick Saban being positive. And that is consistent with how Alabama has handled the coronavirus pandemic from the start, citing health privacy issues for its student athletes. But I can tell you, as I'm sitting here right now, I got confirmation from the SEC office that if Nick Saban, or anybody else for that matter, were to get 3 straight negative PCR tests and remain asymptomatic, they could leave isolation and rejoin the team. So it's important to note that Saban has been asymptomatic. He's continuing to be tested daily. If he gets 3 negative tests, you could see him on the sideline against Georgia, which as of right now remains on.
As of right now being the most important phrase in that statement, Heather, no question. We've seen a lot of activity in terms of COVID coming out of the SEC. How concerned are athletic administrators elsewhere about what they're seeing there?
Well, Wendy, I've talked to athletic directors from coast to coast over the past 24 hours, and while nobody is downplaying what has happened in the SEC, from Florida to Vanderbilt to now Alabama and the coach who is the face of this game, nobody is saying, hey, we need to stop. This is different than the spring. The athletic directors I've talked to have said, as long as the players want to play, we are going to continue to try to help facilitate that. If we need to stop, if our medical advisors say this is no longer safe, we will also do that. But they have spent so much time preparing for these situations that while there might be, quote, sticker shock to see a Nick Saban or a Greg Byrne test positive, every administrator who has been in these meetings since May expected these things to happen.
Heather, thank you. And sources tell ESPN that multiple SEC schools will forfeit their conference revenue as a result of failing to follow the proper COVID-19 protocols. Nick Saban is not alone. He is the sixth SEC coach to test positive for the virus. At age 68, though, he is the oldest of the bunch among the others to receive positive test results. Out of Kansas, Les Miles, Arizona's Kevin Sumlin, and Florida State's Mike Norvell. Rod, you're set to call the Ole Miss-Arkansas game, and of course, Lane Kiffin's Ole Miss team faced Alabama last week. We know there can be repercussions in terms of that, but how confident are you with the way the SEC has handled and continues to handle it?
Wendy, the SEC has made a lot of good decisions over the last few months, but the lack of transparency is a problem. I don't trust the information that's coming out of programs right now, and the public can't trust that it's safe to play a game without more information being disclosed. For example, Lane Kiffin yesterday talked about his team, and he said, we have COVID issues, whatever that means. He didn't address whether the number of players involved, whether it was contact tracing or positive tests. And if you think back a couple of weeks ago, Eli Drinkwitz, the head coach at Missouri, said that it's just a free-for-all when it comes to disclosing information and that it just isn't right. So, look, if the SEC wants people to have confidence in their games, Lubes, I think they got to be more transparent. I understand that they're concerned, coaches are concerned about competitive advantage. They don't want the opponent to know what's going on with their personnel. But this is a public health issue. And if they want us to have confidence that it's safe to play, they got to be more transparent.
Well, I would agree with you, and I think you actually hit the nail right on the head there, Rod. This is about two things. This is about competitive disadvantage and paranoia, and we both know that coaches can get consumed by both of those, and they're never going to do anything that they perceive to be a competitive disadvantage when it comes to the roster, the management of their roster, or who a future opponent may think is available for the game or not available. I would agree with Nick Saban on one thing that he said there, and I think it's really important. And you know, they have, Heather echoed this too, they have invested so much in creating safe environments. But the moment you leave that bubble, and whether it's students on their own campus, whether it's getting on an airplane, staying in a hotel, deciding who sits by who on an airplane, I mean, these things are all being considered, and you're just putting yourself so much more at risk. And so I see why they're not doing it from the coaching perspective, but I can also see your side of it, Rod, as far as public trust in how these universities and these schools are adhering to protocols.
And again, guys, Alabama releasing a statement really just about 4 minutes ago indicating that while he did test positive yesterday, Nick Saban remains asymptomatic. We'll continue to follow that. Again, he will be tested daily. As for the game on the field, which as of right now is set to continue, it's a situation of strength versus strength, and something likely has to give. According to ESPN Analytics, this will be the fourth time since 2005 when the number one offense and the number one defense in efficiency rankings will face off. The previous three times, by the way, that happened, they were all national championship games. So, Rod, this is of note. And I'll ask you, what do you expect to be the deciding factor?
Well, first of all, let's hope Nick Saban gets healthy very, very soon. But this is a bad week for Nick Saban not to be out there on the practice field when Alabama's trying to get their defense in order and they're playing Georgia. That's why I think the real matchup, the real key, is the Alabama offense against that Georgia great defense. And Alabama has some wide receivers that could make the big difference in this game. You know, they are loaded. John Mechie, Devontae Smith, and Jalen Waddle are outstanding. They're the only three receivers, the only team to have three receivers with more than 250 yards receiving and two touchdowns each. It's outstanding. You think about what you get with someone like Jalen Waddle. He's a guy that yards after catch, he is fantastic. And then you think about their ability to get deep and the screen passes. Everything they do is a problem. And Lugs, I will tell you this, and you know this very, very well. Most teams have one good cover corner. Georgia might have two, but nobody has three to deal with what Alabama is bringing in the passing game. And that's why I think the key to the game is that matchup for Alabama.
Well, you referenced the defense, and listen, I think that Alabama will play really good defense this week because Georgia's offense and their approach is kind of what Alabama would prefer to defend. They don't want to be spread out thin. They don't want to have a dynamic athlete at quarterback. They'd like to play this game in a phone booth, and they'd like for it to be physical. I don't think there's a trend starting on defense for Alabama. It was one game. Hey, Clemson did that to them in the national championship. Ole Miss did it to them a few years back, and they lost the game. So the sky's not falling in Tuscaloosa. But I will say this about Georgia offensively. They got to rely on that offensive line. And Stetson Bennett, former walk-on, cannot choose this week to play like a walk-on. He's going to have to play really, really good because I expect Alabama, their feelings are hurt. They got stung a little bit, and I think they'll come out and play really, really well on that side of the football.
You're going all in on a defense that just gave up 45. Wow, I'm impressed, man.
I am. Listen. What usually happens when Alabama either loses or doesn't play well? The next week they come man, and it's hell on wheels.
I'd feel more confident if Nick Saban were out there on the practice field.
Yeah, that's true. Or on the sideline.
Well, I know this, though. The sky is not falling in Tuscaloosa. I would agree, but tackling would be a good idea. I would also agree with that.
In all of college football,
fair enough. We'll talk to Mac Brown, perhaps, about that coming up, because still to come on College Football Live, the Tar Heels head coach checks in. He's the head coach of a top five team. We'll talk about his chances in the ACC that now includes Clemson and Dame. We'll also introduce you to the newest Manning quarterback. And yes, there's another one. Peyton and Eli's Manning, the number one QB in his class, has a game tonight.
College Football Live is presented by Dr. Pepper, the official drink of Fansville.
I'm Alex Rodriguez.
And I'm Jason Kelly.
From Bloomberg, this is The Deal. Each week, you'll hear us in conversation with business icons.
This show will explore deal-making across sports, media, and entertainment.
That is a harsh lesson in business.
Sports is not as simple as bringing a bunch of big names together.
I didn't want to do another stomp you out speech.
It opened up so many more doors.
The show is called The Deal.
Listen to The Deal.
Listen to The Deal on Spotify.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Welcome back to College Football Live, presented by Dr. Pepper.
I don't know what else to say except thanks. We're going to football. What a day.
We'll take a look now at the Dr. Pepper Championship Drive Game of the Week preview, and it's number one Clemson heading to Georgia Tech as the Tigers look to extend their 36-game regular season win streak. That's tied for the fourth longest in AP poll history. Catch the game on Saturday at noon Eastern on ABC. Coming up tonight on ESPN2, the Manning legacy lives on. This time, Arch Manning, the nephew of Peyton and Eli, the grandson of Archie, makes his debut on our air. He's the quarterback of Newman High School, where they all played, in New Orleans, and he will play Booker T. Washington at 9 o'clock Eastern. And as a sophomore, Arch is projected to be the number one quarterback in his class of 2023. We go back in time to see what his relatives did in college. His grandfather, Archie, attended Ole Miss from 1968 to 1970, threw for over 4,000 yards, and was the first player to have his jersey retired. His uncle Peyton, heard of him? Well, he played for Tennessee from 94 to 97 and finished his career as the SEC's all-time leading passer. And then Eli followed in Archie's footsteps at Ole Miss, all three selected first or second overall in the NFL draft. Quite the family history that Arch has to live up to. However, the success continued to the next level, where Peyton and Eli combined for 303 wins. That's the most in NFL history. They're 35 games in his career at the next level. The next closest brother tandem, by the way, Tim and Matthew Hasselbeck, they come in at 86, although what we don't tell you is one's got 85 wins, the other's got one. Nevertheless, You do the math, that's 86. Tom Luganville, I know you're our scouting director, and you've got a lot of years ahead of you with young Arch, but what do you see so far?
Well, you saw some of that athleticism from his granddaddy. That's the one trait he got that, you know, Peyton and Eli didn't necessarily get. And if you watch him tonight, you see some of these clips right now, he looks like Peyton throwing it, but he's got athleticism and the ability to create plays and extend plays that make him a bit unique. Now, you know, it's not often you see quarterbacks as four-year starters at the varsity level, at the high school level, and we see it with running backs, see it with receivers, but not quarterbacks. And this kid has been unbelievably productive. And given his age, and we don't like to project 14-year-olds, obviously, there's too many unknown variables, but he shows tremendous poise, competitiveness, and accuracy. I think those three traits, coupled with the athleticism that he brings to the position, is going to make for a player that is awfully fun to watch over the next three seasons.
Yeah, you know, Lugs, I've only seen his highlights, but he does not look overhyped to me. As a matter of fact, I'm wondering if the Mannings have solved this whole cloning thing the way they just keep coming out with quarterbacks and whatnot. But look, the thing that jumped out at me, you pointed it out, his athleticism. He can evade the rush. He can change direction. He is way more athletic than Peyton or Eli. I mean, to me, the big question about him is really, where's he going to wind up? You know, is it Ole Miss? You know, like dad? You know, is it like the uncle to Tennessee? Or does somebody else jump in there like LSU? But he is definitely going to be a guy to reckon with at the collegiate level because he looks the part big time.
And Luke, do you mean to tell me everything's not set in stone with 14-year-olds? I did not know. I mean, go ahead, go figure. Again, his game coming up tonight at 9 o'clock Eastern. Still to come right here on College Football Live, Tar Heels head coach Mack Brown joins us, and perhaps a surprise player as well.
The 2024 NFL Draft heads to Detroit, and it's time to see who gets the job.
Caleb is a unique and special talent throwing the football.
And what sets them apart.
The Heisman Trophy winner is Jaden Daniels.
All of the greats were hired here.
What a throw by Mahomes.
See who gets the job.
Are you ready?
The 2024 NFL Draft begins Thursday, April 25th on ESPN, ABC, and NFL Network.
College Football Live is presented by Dr. Pepper, the official drink of Fansville.
It's time for our weekend wake-up brought to you by Wendy's Breakfast. Number 5, North Carolina heads to Tallahassee where they'll face unranked Florida State Saturday night on ABC. The Tar Heels looking for their first 4-0 start since 1997. That team, by the way, 11-1. That year was also the last time they were ranked in the top 5 of the AP poll. Here's why you'll find the Tar Heels at number 5, which is, by the way, where they stand right now. They've won 6 straight games dating back to last season. That's tied for the 4th longest active streak among FBS teams. The Tar Heels have a two-headed monster at running back, including Michael Carter, who is one of 4 FBS players averaging more than 10 yards per carry. And quarterback Sam Howell, Tar Heels QB, has thrown a touchdown 16 straight games. That's tied for the 2nd longest active streak in the FBS. Tar Heels head coach Mack Brown joins us now. And coach, obviously, your team off to a solid start, but you won a national title. You did that at Texas. You've coached some very good teams. When do you know your team, whatever team it is for real?
Wendy, I don't think you know until you start winning close games. When you're in trouble in the 4th quarter and your team can hang in there and fight through adversity and pull one out that you probably didn't play well enough to win, weirdly enough, I think that's when you know you're pretty good.
Well, you may know you're pretty good dealing with the ACC. I mean, when you look at this now, 3 teams in the top 5, that's a first in the AP poll era. What's that say about your conference and what you have to do just within the ACC?
Well, Clemson has been so much better than everybody else, kind of like Florida State when I was here before with Coach Bowden. But we're seeing a lot of other really good teams step up. And this year, as unique as it is, Notre Dame's joined our league, which makes it more powerful because they're a tremendous brand and outstanding program. And Brian Kelly's done just a fabulous job there. So this is a very competitive league right now, and anybody can beat anybody, even though Clemson, until somebody knocks them off, is still the king.
Coach, you referenced the unique nature of this season. There's no question. Coach Nick Saban, the latest to test positive for the coronavirus. How are you managing, or how difficult is it to manage all of this? I know everybody has to do it, but even so.
Wendy, the thing that we're doing is trying to take it one day at a time. We've tried to be really transparent with our players. We've tried to tell them, if you want to play, go by the guidelines, wear your mask, wash your hands, social distance. If you don't, I'll go to the mountains and play golf, or I'll fish. I'll do something. But if you want to play and you say you want to play, then you've got to do what's right. And right now, I'm really proud of our players. They're trying really hard to do a good job and at least stay at low risk with this virus. Thing, Wendy, is Saturday morning at 9 o'clock, they usually tell us, if you're going to play, who's going to coach, who's going to play for you and the other team. So it's a little crazy out there, but we've told our players just if you can handle the sudden change of 2020, you're going to be able to handle all the things in your life that get uprooted throughout. So just handle it and move forward.
I talked about being proud of these players. Now, Coach, I know you were also proud of those Tar Heels in 1997. They go 11-1, a tremendous team. And you were asked this earlier in the week, so I'm not going to take credit for it. But if that 1997 team played this current team, who wins?
Oh, I would think right now that 1997 team, because they've proven it. We're still young in the start over of our program. But I see Coach Saturday standing there next to me. I couldn't say anything else as I was looking at it. But there were 22 draft choices on that team. And Jeff's a guy played 15 years or 16 years, and they were too stupid to draft him, which shows you sometime what our drafts are like. Our defense was the best defense in the country. And right now we're not near at that same level. We're making progress. We're getting better. We've got a lot of potential, but that bunch had proved it. They were 10th the year before. They were in the top five that year. So that was a really good team for more than 1 year.
Yeah, Coach, I couldn't agree with you more. I think for me, being a former game with about 25 other guys, and we're constantly talking, it's the excitement that you brought back to Chapel Hill. And we're looking at these guys. Obviously, the defense isn't where our defense was. Like you said, the best in the business. They kept us in every game and won us a bunch of games, even when our offense struggled. But that offense you got right now, boy, that's a thing of beauty. I mean, these guys, they're an explosive group. They run the ball well. The line's playing well. You can tell they're a unit that's solidified. And, man, it is so fun to watch. And it's so fun to watch. And it's faster than I think any of us expected how fast this thing has gotten and turned out, you know, being in the top five. But man, we are so proud of everything going on in Chapel Hill and what you guys got rolling, and we just gonna keep on going, baby. Go Heels.
Well, thank you, Jeff.
Coach, just let the record show, we had Jeff here just in case you tried to give the wrong answer. He was going to clear it up, but turns out we didn't have an issue. So thank you.
He knows. He knew who the best team was. He knew if we lined up, it wouldn't be close yet. But he's building that thing to get there. There's no doubt.
All right, guys. Thank you both. We'll look forward to the Tar Heels, Coach, 7:30 Eastern against Florida State on Saturday.
Thank you, Wendy. Thank you, Jeff. Appreciate what you all do for sports.
All right, Luke's Rod, he gave the right answer. As you heard him say, he started before Jeff was there.
The only answer.
We'll look forward to college football. We'll be back tomorrow. Have a great day, everybody. Stay safe.